AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Florida politician Jule Greenberg is expected to plead guilty in federal court to paying an underage girl to have sex with him and other men. He's also expected to cooperate with the investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz as investigators look into whether he and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. Gaetz has strongly denied the allegations. A new terrorism alert warns violent extremists may try to take advantage of the easing of pandemic restrictions to carry out attacks. The Department of Homeland Security did not mention any specific threats. Across the nation, there are differing reactions to the new CDC mask guidance.
Several states say they're falling in line with the guidance either now or in coming weeks, including Oregon and Governor Kate Brown.
Oregonians who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks or social distance in most public spaces.
Other states, along with cities and some big businesses, are holding off amid questions about whether the mask guidance is safe or workable, given that there's no easy way to be sure who is fully vaccinated and who is not.
Just like companies and businesses are digesting this, so are we.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it'll take time to implement the guidance, though staffers there have been told if they are vaccinated, there's no need for masks. President Biden stepped outside the West Wing without one, and when asked if he's enjoying his first maskless day, simply said, Sagar Magani, Washington.
The family of Andre Hill, a black man who was shot and killed by a white police officer in December in Columbus, Ohio, will receive a $10 million settlement from the city. And this from WSYX-WTTE, his brother Alvin Williams.
Every soldier doesn't make it through battle. But the thing is, they've paved the way for everybody else to have freedom.
This is AP News. Two North Carolina men, after decades in prison, will split a multi-million-dollar settlement with the two deputies who helped put them behind bars. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Two intellectually disabled half-brothers who spent decades behind bars in North Carolina after being wrongfully convicted in the 1983 killing of an 11-year-old girl will split a $9 million settlement. Lawyers representing former Robeson County Sheriff's Deputies James Locklear and Kenneth Seeley agreed in federal court to the settlement with Henry McCollum and Leon Brown. County Attorney Rob Davis told the News and Observer of Raleigh insurance companies that cover the sheriff's office will pay the settlement. McCollum and Brown were released from prison in 2014 after DNA evidence exonerated them and pointed to a convicted murderer who lived next door to the victim.
The settlement ends half of the civil case. Lawyers representing two former North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation agents have not yet settled. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.